This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is just around the corner. And this is going to be a Ramadan like no other. A lot of people have been saying this can be the best Ramadan ever. But I think we should be realistic and pragmatic. This may not be the best Ramadan ever, but that doesn't mean we can't make it a successful Ramadan. So how do we make it a successful Ramadan? It starts off by planning and preparing. So my dear brothers and sisters, I want us to think about how will we be spending our days. It's very important to establish a routine. In this routine, we have time for sleeping, we have time for spending time with our family, we have time for recitation of the Quran, and we have time for learning. And then at the end of the night, we spend time worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Qiyam al-Layl and Taraweeh. So it's very important to establish that routine before Ramadan, so that as soon as Ramadan comes, you're not trying to figure things out, but you're ready to go. Number two, think about your goals, particularly of what you want to achieve. And then try to minimize that list to three most important goals. So perhaps you want to finish a recitation of the Quran. What do you need to do in order to make that happen? Well, one of the simple ways is that with every salah, try to read about 5 pages. If you try to read about 5 pages of the Quran with every salah, you will be on target to finish the Quran in the month of Ramadan, give or take a few pages, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. If you're thinking about fitness, think about a time after iftar where you can spend some time working out and doing some physical activity to help you lose that weight and stay healthy as well. So think about your goals, document them, and then do the most important ones to you. And then last but not least, my dear brothers and sisters, is having a support system. In this month of Ramadan, where we are in isolation with ourselves or with our families, it's very important to have that support system. So who is supporting you? Who is going to be encouraging you? Who is going to be motivating you to help you achieve your goals? Find that person from now and make this a competition with them. فَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And in this act of goodness, the competitors compete with one another. My dear brothers and sisters, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq this Ramadan, keeps us healthy and safe, and allows us to make the most of our time in this blessed month. Allahumma ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.